NASA Space Shuttle Manager Ron Dittamore is resigning. Dittamore was the public face of the space agency in the days after the Columbia disaster. NASA must now find a replacement for a job that appears a little less appealing. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Space Shuttle Manager is one of the few jobs at NASA where your employees can die before the eyes of the nation. In 1986, after the Challenger accident, the space agency essentially went underground. Ron Dittamore, by contrast, was blunt and direct. On the day Columbia came apart, he appeared on TV.
I'm sure you understand how difficult a time this is for us right now. We're devastated because of the events that unfolded this morning. There's a certain amount of shock in our system because we have suffered the loss of 7 family members.
At the time, Dittamore said the best therapy for such a disaster was to keep going with your job. But today at NASA headquarters, Dittamore, wearing a space shuttle pin on his lapel, announced that he would be stepping down, or as NASA's official statement put it, stepping aside. Dittamore said he wanted to make it clear he was not being forced out and he was not leaving because of the accident. He said he'd been thinking about it for a half a year.
Last summer, my wife and I and our family discussed the possibilities of the future and felt that it was time for us to consider other opportunities.
Dittamore has been a NASA employee for 26 years, and he's likely to take a job with industry. What he did not say today is why he's leaving. Ella Garceta is a professor at the University of North Dakota's Department of Space Studies. His impression from talking to workers at NASA is that Dittamore was frustrated with the fact that much of the space shuttle program was run through contractors.
Dittamore was, I think, frustrated with the ability of the contractors to safely manage shuttle operations, given that they really lacked institutional expertise and knowledge with the system. And I think the accident just crystallized some of those frustrations that he had had.
At the press conference today, Dittamore said the increased role of contractors was, quote, a challenge, but said it did not increase the risk of flying the shuttle. NASA is now in the position of having to find a replacement. Howard McCurdy is a professor at American University and studies the space program.
I don't think it will be hard to find someone to take the job. The question is, can you find someone who you want to have the job who's willing to take it? Because if they go outside, they might have a hard time convincing someone from the outside to take the responsibility, unless they had a lot of authority to change the way in which the program is run.
The first launch of humans into space since the accident is scheduled to take place Saturday, Russian time. They're riding a Soyuz spacecraft to the International Space Station. Shuttle launches are on hold until the investigation into the Columbia accident is concluded, and possibly longer. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.